The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this directly from the business leaders and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Well, there are now.
Yeah,
you can pre-order them.
Yeah.
Just saying. I mean, if you want to make us like between $7 and $9... You can pre-order a welcome mat. It's a thing.
You can totally do it.
Check it out.
Right now.
I pre-ordered one. I'm going to put it right outside Glory Hole Studios because my wife won't let me put it on the front door. You know why? Because we have a nice home, Cecil. Yeah. That's why.
The only reason it's nice is because she's here.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be basically living in a cardboard box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, cardboard. I wouldn't upgrade to cardboard.
So we have a special show this time.
Very special show.
It's off of one particular article, but which is really not an article so much as a 30-minute video clip that from the Alex Jones show where he interviews Ted Nugent.
Jesus Christ.
And so I listened to this garbage for
30
minutes.
Dude, it's like a fucking hippopotamus interviewing a fucking space cowboy. Are you kidding me? And I don't know which is which in that scenario.
Best part is that I caught it down, so I'm not going to inflict 30 minutes on people. Instead, we're only going to inflict the time that it takes for us to play the clips. Now, I have 9 clips from this.
Because you picked out the most cogent samples?
Actually, I take that back. I thought I had 9. I only have 7, so I think I deleted 2. but we're going to start with the beginning. Now, this entire conversation ranges. It flows all over the place. So I did cut out some of the things that he said. And there was one or two things that Ted Nugent said that I was like, yeah, sure, I agree with that. But, I mean, it's like fucking basic. It's like, you know, fucking birds fly. And you're like, yeah, right, I believe. Right, yeah, right. I'm with you, bro. Yeah, birds fly. Yeah. But the rest of it is all just crazy cuckoo nonsense.
I actually didn't think Ted Nugent was still a thing. Like, I remember,
I thought he was dead too.
I just assumed. I don't know. Like
he has a hunting show. You didn't know this?
I didn't. He has a hunting show.
He has a hunting show. He's like one of these, and he's going to get into that. He's going to talk about how he's like a hunting hero or whatever. It's really
how
awesome.
Can he be a hunting hero?
Well, let's find out. So it's going to be later on in the show. The beginning clips, I think, are just talking about how great America is and how bad everything else is. So that's what.
Wow.
This is.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
You know, here it is, December 2015, and the whole world sucks.
Fuck you. The whole world sucks. All right, setting the fucking tone.
Yeah, I love
there
that.
There is. The whole world sucks.
Guys.
Merry Christmas,
hate
you
my,
bag of dirty
hate
ass
my life.
America sucks less, but we got a government and a media and academia that are trying to catch up with Indonesia.
What does that even mean?
I mean, it rhymes pretty well, though, I will admit.
Wow. We're trying to catch up with Indonesia.
He's a songwriter, you can tell.
I think our infant mortality rate is higher because of our fucking garbage medical system. But other than that, trying to catch up.
That's awesome.
But let me tell you, Alex, just to make sure we stay on a positive note here, though we will delve into the horror stories that run amok. America sucks less, but during the hunting season in Texas, Alex, it don't suck at all. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, killing animals.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, the rest of my life is a fucking goddamn train wreck. My, you know, personal life's in a shambles. I look at the pet. When I get to put one right through the beady little eyes of some defenseless animal at 100 yards, well, then my dick's as hard as when I was 18. You know what I mean, boys?
I love it. I love that that's what he's going for. He's like, oh, well, it's fucking hunting season, so all is right with the world. Yeah, who cares how many fucking Syrian refugees died today? But he cares anymore.
Oh, look at that guy. Got fucking beheaded. Doesn't matter during hunting season. You know, fuck
this shit. I'm going to create a fucking finger chopper offer for these fucking deer here.
I'm bringing you effervescent glowage of spirit wild backstrap jihadi celebration.
What the fuck was that? What just happened there? You hit play, and I thought I was like, I thought I was listening to something else.
I had a stroke.
I looked around and was like, oh my God, I'm smelling fucking onions. Somebody take me to the hospital.
smelling ozone. Like, where am I? What happened?
I can't. My left arm's gone limp. What?
Backpack jihadi what now?
No, it's a play of backstrap.
Okay, so let's do it again.
I'm bringing you effervescent glowage of spirit wild backstrap jihadi celebration. But
what the motherfucker?
Effervescent glow of backstrap spirit what?
Spirit wild
spirit warrior
backstrap jihadi. Those are all words. It's like he's reading his words with French words that he just played.
He's pretty good at words.
I know,
friends,
he's
those are
effervescent.
He's a fucking jihadi. That's a good one.
That's not how you're good at words of friends. It's when you do QI.
Yeah.
That's how you're good at words of friends. Fuck you. 46 points, bitches.
I celebrate the good. I celebrate the good because America still has unlimited good.
What? With no limits on the good?
Well, there's limits on the bagging of the pheasants, but no limits on the good.
How much good? No limit.
If I go down to Walmart, can I get a tag to get as much good?
You can get as many as you want, it turns out.
Take as many as you want, buddy. We got as many goods as you like. It's the American goods.
You just got to shoot the goods.
You got to flush the goods from the bush.
You
got
to field dress the good.
But it is our job. It is our sworn duty. If you have a brain, if you have a soul, you will be more like Alex Jones and Ted Nugent and the Hellraisers, because our number one responsibility, as we the people, in this unique and unprecedented experiment in self-government.
Unprecedented?
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's
unique.
No...
Unique? There's no other democracies on the
globe? No, that's it. This is the only one we've got. Everywhere else you look, it's just autocratic fascist regime.
What a fucking twat waffle this guy is.
Oh, we invented, after the Greeks, we invented democracy.
Oh, yeah. And then now this is it.
We only had one, and this is it.
This is
it's unprecedented.
Yeah, unprecedented.
So,
yeah, unlike almost a lot of the other nations in Europe.
Don't tell Europe. They'll be totes mad.
Our job as American, job one. Raise hell and demand accountability.
Raise hell.
Yeah, woo! Bang, needle, ding, ding, do. All right, just get real mad about stuff. Guns in the air for no reason. Cowboy hats, yay!
Raise hell.
It's just
that's your
nonsense.
Number one duty.
Yeah,
it's like here's a meaningless platitude. Go do that.
Yeah, do get real mad.
You rootin', tootin',
fresh and fruitin',
six shootin'.
Remember the Alamo. Remember Concord Bridge? We didn't meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take.
Wait, they didn't come to take our fucking gun. What is happening?
I love it. He's like, be tolerant. Like, being tolerant is a bad thing.
Yeah, we didn't.
Like, there's the demon right there, guys. Look. This America today, with our democracy and our tolerance.
Gross. How are you going to raise any hell when you're shooting pigs in Texas? Hey,
you're tolerant.
Well, I love it. He just throws out, remember the Alamo. Yeah, fucking, we lost.
Yeah.
We were slaughtered down to the last man, actually. I don't understand why the Alamo is a fucking success story. It's not a success story. We lost.
No, those people left Texas. That's success.
That's
a success.
When you die and you're no longer in Texas.
Yeah.
When you are wiped from the mortal coil. When you shuffle off to meet the great beyond.
Go!
Your dying words are, fuck you, Texas. That's it.
We met him at Concord Bridge. And we blew their punk-ass brains out. And I smell the beast approaching the door more and more every day. So thank you for spreading the truth.
He's fucking crazy.
What? We blew their punk ass brains out.
Yeah, we fucking, they're holding their musket sideways.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, you know what? We really don't care about that area over there.
Yeah,
it's kind of a shithole because you're there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, that's so funny about the the Revolutionary War. It's like, we were not like, oh, man, we fucking outfought them at every turn. It's like, that's not really the truth of the Revolutionary War at all, as a matter of fact. At some point, they were just like, okay, we're tired of sending boats full of people over there. You can just fucking have your garbage land.
Whatever.
Right.
This is like fucking...
It was a money thing.
Yeah, it's like Canada. You're like, whatever, just keep it. Who cares?
You don't even notice when it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, Canada's one of those... you're just like, did somebody... Canada? Is that up there still? I don't know.
Honey, are we Canada-ing this year?
I could break off. Nobody would gonna be do like, it. Is that still up there? I don't know. Call it. Would you call a moose? How do we know? It's so bad.
You look up in the sky and you see the warning northern lights. Yeah. All right. So there's more. Clearly, there's more. Oh. There's six other clips that
I'm
we can play.
I'm going to puke in my face.
So here's more. Here's more Ted Nugent.
But again, as I shine the light on the bad and the ugly, there's still increasing good out there because more and more families, more and more hardworking moms and dads and just people that are in the asset column of America.
Doesn't he sound like a fucking druggy Palin?
He does.
Moms and dads and the people that are in the asset column of America.
Wow, he's all of a sudden a great big accountant for the people of America. Like, hang on, according to the general accounting principles, rules and the gap, and there's an asset column and liabilities. Hold on a minute. Now Jimmy, he's a little funny in that liability. All right, there we go.
Yeah.
You raise a little hell. Great asset.
asset, right? Like, can you list your assets? I raise hell. All right. There you go.
That's your number one duty. Let's go shoot a punk ass British guy.
They now recognize the curse, the self-inflicted curse that is Barack Obama and the liberal Democrats who hate freedom, who hate the Constitution, who hate the Bill of Rights. They don't believe in self-defense. They don't believe in independence. They don't believe in being the best that you can be. They are intentionally on a runaway freight train to weaken America and to reward the bloodsuckers while they punish the producers.
Where do you start with that?
Well, here's where you start.
Yeah.
How often do we hear...
Yeah.
From the liberal side, that Republicans hate America, that they hate freedom, that they hate America. Hear it at all. I don't hear it very often.
Yeah.
But you hear a lot of that on the other side. Yeah, you hear that constantly.
He's basically accounting it as treason or traitorousness.
Right, exactly, yeah. Right? You're saying you hate America, you hate freedom, you hate liberty, you hate these things. You hate the idea of them. Like our elected officials somehow in charge of the whole fucking thing are like, you know what I really hate?
America.
This whole thing.
Yeah.
Why did they even put me in power?
I'm just going to fuck it up.
Just going to ruin it if I can.
I'm
kind of mad that they asked me to do this. You know? put you in charge of the Christmas party without you knowing. And you're like, well, I'm in charge. Well, fucking, all we're having is one cookie and we all have to share. And I'm ruining Christmas for everybody because I'm mad. That's not how politics work, you fucking twat.
Right. Right. It's like, I'm going to put me in charge at great personal expense to myself and my family in order to get elected and go through that process. I do honestly think, and I mean, I'm not a great defender of many politicians, but I do honestly think that most people start off getting into politics with the right idea.
Sure.
You know, because to become an elected official, it's not like you're just like, well, I fill out an application at Hardee's. You know, I think I got the job.
Yeah, exactly. I interviewed twice, so who knows?
I'm probably going to get it. Instead, you have to drag yourself and your family through this horrific vetting process, especially at higher levels, right? Which is all anybody at this, the fucking Nugent is all concerned about. I'm talking about fucking city council.
Right.
When you're talking about like higher levels, these people are fucking raked over the coals. Their families are raked over the coals. If you're fucking on one side, you're called a fucking traitor because you don't, you know, want to strap a gun to every turtle crossing the road. It's like, it's crazy.
Well, and the rhetoric behind it too, right? Here we say please correct me if I'm wrong. If there's liberals out there that are saying that other people hate America, I'd like to know who they are. I'd like to know who those people are. Send me their clips of them saying someone hates America that is a politician on the other side. Cause I'd love to hear it. I would love to see that side. But I could find you 20 clips today of people saying from the right, saying that the left hates America.
Right.
That they, and that's because that's the rhetoric that they're told to use constantly, that they use. Whether they're told to use it or not, it's the rhetoric that they've picked up.
It's a chosen.
That's the one that, they've decided that they're going to hang their hat on because they don't have any good arguments, but instead all they have is just this rhetoric that says, well, they hate America. Well, how do you quantify that? How do I quantify the level of hate they have for America?
It's nine hates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nine hates.
It's not, okay, fair enough.
I just letting you know.
I get it.
So I know I'm preaching to the choir out there.
No, but I want you to elaborate. How could Europe, how could Obama openly open this up to radical Islam, let them kill us, and then Obama goes to France and Hollande goes there and says, we saved you, pass global government carbon taxes to show the jihadis, and Putin is exposing that Turkey's buying the ISIS oil. I mean, this is crazy.
But even he can't. Even he can't. It's just
I want to hear. Let's listen to what Alex Jones says again because I can't even follow it. So let me hear it one more time.
How could Europe, how could Obama openly open this up to radical Islam, let them kill us, and then Obama goes to France and Hollande goes there and says, we saved you, pass global government carbon taxes to show the jihadis, and Putin is exposing that Turkey's buying the ISIS oil. I mean, this is crazy.
What's going on?
Okay, let's try to unpack it phrase by phrase. Let's see if we can get there, okay? Let's try it phrase by phrase and see
Okay, all right.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to start out with...
How could Europe...
Okay, how could Europe? That's the first thing he says. So how could Europe, Tom?
Ready, stop. How could Europe?
How could Europe?
How could you, Europe?
How could Europe?
How dare you?
Okay, so that's number one.
Emoticon.
And now it's how could Obama, he says.
How could Obama openly open this up to radical Islam, let them kill us?
Obama opens it up to radical Islam and then lets them kill us. Now, what is the it in that sentence? Opens it up to radical Islam.
It's it. Open America. America. Open Texas.
To radical Islam.
Islam canceled hunting season. And it's, God damn it, what are we going to do?
Open it to radical Islam and then they kill us. So that's the first thing. That's the
first
San
Bernardino, right?
Is that what he's talking about?
I'm guessing, right? I think he's saying that, like...
Well, how the fuck, what, did they get their fucking paper signed by Obama?
Yeah, well,
like, they came in and they're like, hey, you know, we're with ISIS. Is there any way that you can kind of speed up the process?
Because
I really like to shoot some Americans. Can you hook me up, bro?
Come on.
I know we're, like, terrorist fist jabbing each other, so can we do that? And he's like... Broster! Here you go! Let me sign your papers! You know, this signature gets me out of more trouble! Here you go! And he hands them the papers, and they go over and they shoot a bunch of people? Like, wait, fucking suddenly it's his fault that somebody was, like, in a terrorist cell in the United States?
I think they think that answer is yes. I think there's a certain group of fucking crazy ultra-right-wing...
But they don't blame George Bush?
No!
When the fucking four terrorist cells killed 2,100 people?
Shh, quiet now.
Lord.
Invade two countries.
There's more
invade
than this.
Invade two countries.
There's more, though, because he adds now, he says...
Yeah, now I don't... Now... I'm not with him. Please don't get me
you
wrong.
You understand.
But I can understand. Yeah. I'm fucking super not with him. But
okay.
At least I understand that you have a train,
okay,
right?
So here's the train derailing itself.
And then Obama goes to France and Hollande goes there and says...
What's a Hollande?
I don't know. Is that a person?
Is that a person? Because it could be a person. I don't know. I don't know the name, but I think he's... Is he saying Holland?
I don't know. Hollande. Maybe he's talking about a sauce.
It could be that there's a person named Hollande.
It's possible, albeit deeply unlikely.
We saved you, passed global government carbon taxes.
What is that?
What does
we
that mean?
Saved you. Saved you
we
from
saved,
what?
Wait, is that? Wait, hold on. Because it's either one clause or two. We saved you, comma or semicolon, passed global carbon tax.org. I don't know what he says there. Because. You know, I don't understand at all what he's saying.
How can he's looping so many things together? It's like I can't like.
We
and that,
saved you. Like, is he referring to like World War II? Like we go to France, and then
well,
we
geez,
say,
"How far back are we going?"
Well, I don't know what we're talking about anymore. I'm trying here. We saved you.
We saved you. What?
Well, he's clearly not talking about
70
Paris.
Years ago.
Yeah, every 70 years, you're like, dude, you totes owe me.
It's,
you know, maybe you know what happened. You know what happened though is
70
in World
years
War II,
ago.
It was like, look, here's the deal. Someday, I'm gonna ask for a favor.
Good Lord. we had to go to Germany and put a horse head in their bed.
Carbon taxes to show the jihadis, and Putin is exposing that.
To show the jihadis? What are we showing the jihadis?
We're showing the jihadis
to climate change.
Yeah, it's a climate change thing, but then the Turkey's buying ISIS oil.
Well, that I believe that is at least open for dispute about whether
Turkey is
buying oil.
Who cares, right? Like, the thing is, like, yeah, they're buying oil.
ISIS gets all their money from oil.
ISIS gets all their money from oil. So you either not buy the oil.
Someone's buying it.
Yeah, somebody's going to buy it. And the thing is, like, whoever's going to buy it, there's going to be groups who are going
to
buy it.
Right. But, I mean, I think that's a reference back to Putin because fucking Russia is upset because of the Turkey, the plane that got shot down.
Oh, yeah, it's all
the
shooting downs of the.
And so now they're saying, well, you're buying, you know, oil from ISIS, so now we get to be mad at Turkey.
I see. Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I'm trying real hard
here.
Let's
see. Maybe
it gets better.
Ted, because he asked Ted, and now let's see if Ted has an answer.
Is exposing that Turkey's buying the ISIS oil. I mean, this is crazy.
My brain is tested.
His brain is tested.
Wow. I think you're not passing that test.
Another thing, too, is like he doesn't answer his question. He just said a bunch of crazy shit. He's like, you know. Yeah.
I know. He was just like, I'm also. I think at that point, Ted was like, I'm also dumbfounded by that statement.
Exactly. My brain's currently being tested.
My brain is currently being fucking electrified. Are you kidding me?
And I failed the test.
What is happening? What? Ted Nugent is just like, even that's too crazy even for Ted Nugent.
Yeah, exactly. You've out crazy Ted Nugent. Way to go, buddy.
You never go full Alex Jones.
I believe that. The reason America is stupid, apathetic, uncaring, slovenly, and allowed Barack Obama to become president, allowed Lois Lerner not to be shackled and imprisoned, allowed Nancy Pelosi to tell the people she works for that we don't need to read the document, we need to sign it to find out what's in it. And I could go on and on with 1,000 examples that would make you throw up. But ultimately, it's because we didn't play Old Yeller in our school system.
Wait. Where am I? What happened here? It's because we didn't play
this
Old Yeller.
This is my favorite one. I forgot about this one. This was my favorite one. Oh, I love this one so much.
We didn't play Old Yeller.
Oh, we didn't play Old Yeller. And that's why Nancy Pelosi is bad.
Wait. America's lazy and slovenly and stupid and apathetic. Because we didn't make a bunch of kids feel sad about a dog?
Oh, God. It gets so much better. So much better.
Hold on. How amazing would America be if we all watched Where the Red Fern Grows? You know, like, we'd be fucking 13 feet tall.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus, what about if we fucking all had to, read Tuesdays with Maury, you know? Do we have to just do nothing but read sad books? Oh, my God.
Back when it was produced, from kindergarten to 12th grade, there should have been an Old Yeller Day. Then there should have been a Patriot Movie Day. Then there should have been a Braveheart Movie Day. Then, of course, there should have been a Dirty Harry Day.
Movies!
I love the Dirty Harry Day, right? You know what we're going to do is we're going to show a cop who takes the law into his own
hands.
Well, no, the cops are supposed to just sort of pay attention to the laws and really follow them pretty strictly. That's kind of what we hope.
Braveheart Day.
Yeah, Braveheart Day is awesome.
Well, but why would I watch Braveheart Day?
You should have a Lord of the Rings Day and my axe.
I know, right? You broke your axe. I don't need it. I
like the Patriot Movie Day. He doesn't even. No, maybe he's talking about the Patriot with Mel Gibson.
Oh, shit.
So maybe he's talking about the Patriot
Movie
Day. But he doesn't say the definite article. He just says Patriot movie.
Right. So maybe it's like choose your own patriotic movie.
Yeah.
So like I could choose like Charlie Brown Christmas. I don't know. What is a patriotic movie? Red Dawn? What do I get to pick?
Wolverines!
Because we haven't taught self-sufficiency, the instinct.
Because we haven't taught self-sufficiency. Somebody hit Ted. I think he's skipping.
To self-preservation and self-defense with the utility of the Second Amendment. That is why we are in the, I wish I could use the word cluster. It's a military term, but I'll give you the first two syllables, cluster. There is a cluster whack in existence today.
Cluster whack. You can use a different fucking term other than saying cluster fuck. It's not like it's a cluster fuck is a military term. You know what?
I would go with cluster bomb as a military term.
And here's the bottom line: if we would have been taught Old Yeller, I don't care why he's foaming at the mouth. I don't care how we got rabies.
You should care a lot. What if he just ate a soap? Wait a minute. It matters a lot. Wait, I don't care why he's foaming at the mouth. The heart of the story is that he's foaming at the mouth because he has rabies. If he didn't have rabies, if he just had foamy face, you wouldn't have to go out back and kill your fucking yellow buddy. Like, you should care a whole lot. You should, like, if my dog's, like, foaming at the mouth, and be like, does he, I wouldn't be like, fucking, we got to shoot him immediately. I'd be like, maybe let's find out if that's bad first.
Look, when you have guns, you don't care about the outcome.
You just immediately start shooting things. Anything foamy gets shot. Loofahs, boom.
Shaving cream,
boom. Everything. If it foams,
maybe a gastric of some sort at a very high-end restaurant.
The chefs make their whisking furiously. Boom. What
a a meringue. You're shooting all these different things.
Never homemade marshmallows.
He's rabid. Get rid of the damn dog. When Old Yeller brings you slippers, give him a biscuit. When he foams at the mouth, you shoot him between the eyes. Any questions?
Wow.
A way to make my kid cry, you douchebag.
Jeez. Don't love stuff. Fuck you.
I love the fact that he's like, you know what'll fix America? Four movies. Four movies will fix America. All you have to do is show these four movies in the United States. Totally fixed. Everything's fixed. All we have to do is indoctrinate our children every year to spend four single days watching two-hour movies. The rest of America is totally fixed.
Wait, if I can fix this problem in 8 hours.
Oh,
that's,
God.
I got this.
That's so awesome. Then why not just show them fucking four? Why not just buy a television station and show four of those on fucking repeat so you could fix America fucking prophylactically, you douchebag?
What were the other movies we were supposed to watch? Supposed to watch Braveheart.
Braveheart.
God,
a Braveheart
that's
Day.
Long. Ugh,
there's
God.
A Braveheart Day. There's an Old Yeller Day. There's a Patriot Movie Day, which could be The Patriot
could
with Mel
be.
Gibson or not. And a Dirty Harry Day.
Can I do my best Harry Reid impersonation?
Please.
All right. My name is Ted Nugent, and this is just an impersonation on the Alex Jones radio show. But we actually have an elected official that sounds like this. Well, you know, if they thought, and you could miss that. I haven't been.
This man is 9 years old.
These liberal Democrats.
He's just making fun of people's voices.
That's fine.
Our shtick.
But it's totally fine. He can. I just think it's hilarious. I think it's great.
This is our shtick. I feel like he owes us money for this.
Yeah, I think there's a royalty you have to send to us, Ted.
Are some strange subhuman freak.
They can't even talk.
Obviously, subhuman freaks vote for.
You just hit on my problem. You just hit on my problem, Ted Nugent. Ted, to interrupt, you just hit it. How could we be ruled by such gibbering weirdos? That's what gets to me. These people are pathetic known criminals.
Everything here is gold.
This is amazing.
Gold. Is this amazing? It's like the entire 30 minutes is this. How do you even cut?
Holy shit.
Oh, it's so good.
They're gibbering weirdos.
These gibbering weirdos.
Somehow.
Well, I like that he's like, he says, Ted Nugent says, yeah, he's a nasty little subhuman that nasty little subhumans vote for. He basically just called every liberal, and that's the thing,
the
right?
Democrat
is like,
side.
It's not, and this is what we were talking about earlier. It's the idea that you hate America, like you're a nasty human, you're
right.
An awful person, et cetera, et cetera. No, you just have different ideas on how the country should run.
Right.
You know, if somebody agrees with concealed carry, I don't think they're an awful person. I don't think that they hate America. I don't think they hate other people. I don't think they devalue human life. I think they have different ideas than I do.
Sure.
I think their ideas are wrong, in my opinion, right? But I'm not going to be like, you know, fucking your ideas are stupid. They make you an awful human.
Yeah.
You're like a mouse of hell. What does that do for anybody?
Well, to be fair, though, in the last episode, I did call that woman from Nevada a horrible, like, despicable monster of a person.
Meant it, though.
I did blast her as hard as I think I could. So
there's a difference, though, I think, between saying that you would shoot a civilian for no reason just because they lost their home,
right.
Even though I think she tried to qualify it by saying, "Oh, what I meant was the Syrian terrorist, etc."
Yeah.
But she fucking said Syrian refugee,
and then she said terrorist as a separate line item.
Exactly.
Right.
So the fact is like, when somebody like a fucking is Dahmer a fucking nasty fucking subhuman? Is John Wayne Gacy a nasty? Yeah, they're fucking nasty subhumans. They're not fucking real people. They're awful fucking terrible humans that
right.
did terrible things. If you think that shooting an innocent person in the face is a good idea because you fucking... You just, I don't even know why.
Yeah, that's
just,
not, that's not a whole category of people just because they have a different political
right.
leaning, right?
Yeah.
That's somebody advocating violence because you're just a fucking
Because you're
xenophobe.
Awful. Because you're an awful person. Right. That's someone who's advocating violence. I fucking think that's a terrible human being. But I think that's very different than saying all Republicans are fucking nasty subhumans.
Right, sure.
Because only most of them are.
The white ones. Oh, am I kidding? They're all white.
I mean, Obama has been caught trying to set up a caliphate. It's true.
Did I miss that?
It's amazing. That's amazing. He was caught.
He was caught.
His wife walked in the room while he had his caliphate on the computer.
Right? I know. Like,
I'm checking email. Leave me alone. I'm busy. I got a thing.
Hold on. I'm doing some work in here right now.
That doesn't need you in
Go
here.
Go away or come back in. I don't know. It depends.
Do you mind if I watch?
Have you had any wine?
He does want to overthrow this country, and I just wonder.
Yeah, overthrow the king? The leader of the country?
That's the place. What is he overthrowing? Himself?
What is that? How does that even work? I'm going to overthrow my house. It'd be like if you're living in your house, you're like, honey, I'm overthrowing the house. You'd be like, fucking, well, tell me when you're done, because dinner's in an hour. You know, like, I don't. Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, what you have to do is you have to move all your stuff outside and then move it back.
I don't know what that would mean. Like, I moved the couch sideways. Oh, yeah.
You're a radical,
Whoa.
Bro.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
What is our establishment thinking? I mean, I know they're not perfect, but they really want to put bags on our women's heads?
Who wants that? Nobody. Well, I guess the crazy.
I think he's talking about, like, you know, somehow Obama wants a caliphate, which is fucking not true
Weird.
At all. Which is, everybody thinks he's a Muslim still. It's fucking 7 years into his presidency. He hasn't declared Sharia law yet, guys. So,
he's constantly bombing people in the Middle East that are Muslim with drones.
Very true.
He's somebody, right? Wait, listen to that. You hear that? That is a family being bombed by a drone right now.
Right
that
now.
Is the cries of their anguished children.
Oh,
that's
no.
It is happening 100% of the time. He's like the worst Muslim ever. He doesn't go to mosque. He doesn't fucking.
No.
He's never been heard.
He kills all of his people.
He's constantly bombing Muslims. Somebody's like, oh, he's a fucking Muslim. Well, okay, fine. Then he's a birthday cake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who cares?
Well, you know, I hear hope coming from Ted Cruz and hope coming from Donald Trump. And I occasionally hear hope from Marco Rubio and Carly Fiorina. I think there's some great people. I don't think they're the Michael the Archangel quite yet. I think Ted Cruz would make the best president we may have ever had.
The best president we have ever had is
yeah.
Ted Cruz.
Way better than Lincoln.
I'm not endorsing anyone, but I'm in.
He's constantly frighteningly intelligent.
No, I've never experienced that listening to anything he said. In fact, he seems like a blubbering idiot.
Ted Cruz. That'd be like saying Ben Carson is frighteningly intelligent.
Ben Carson in certain areas is frighteningly intelligent.
Sure.
In real life, he has no idea what he's talking
about. It's just, he's a gibbering idiot.
Yeah, he has no idea what he's talking about.
Yes, and he's constitutional. He's not a Ted Cruz guy. He's a U.S. constitutional servant, which is what elected employees are supposed to be. In fact, they've taken an oath, a vow, to the U.S. Constitution, and they wipe their ass with it every 3 minutes, except some of my Republican friends. I can't even think of any Democrats that really look like Americans nowadays.
You see? Do you see how they keep doing that over and over? Where it's just like,
they don't even look like Americans.
Well, what do they look like that?
Well, they look like Syrians.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we have to shoot them in the face or whatever that fucking woman from Nevada said. Put a fucking bullet in their ocular cavity.
I'm absolutely appalled that anybody would put a D after their
name.
Well,
that's it. That's it. I mean, the Democrat leadership and their constituents now, more and more, literally hate America.
It It's like we could write this.
This is terrific.
You could write this easily. It's so easy. God. All you got to do is just say everyone hates America or is un-American or hates liberty, hates any of the buzzwords that go along with America.
Hates and
you
fucking eagles.
Yeah, they fucking punched an eagle in the face on the way in.
Fucking, you know what? Democrats won't even eat a pumpkin pie. Those motherfuckers
hate Thanksgiving and pilgrims.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I bet they're not even having Christmas right now. I bet they're having Ramadan or whatever they
Whatever they eat, those Ramadans. Those are delicious.
Those are Ramadan noodles or whatever they do.
Dig my hand in that big bag of Ramadans. I love the cheese Ramadans.
They're delicious.
And have a death score to settle and want to mount our head on the wall like a trophy when this country and our forebears...
First off, there would need to be a very reinforced wall to mount your fucking giant Alex Jones face on it. And it'd be, I mean, same with mine. I mean, no, I mean, I'm not, it's not that I'm, you know, I'm calling him out for having a fat face, but he has a giant fat face.
I'm just saying, like, you could explore his jowls for weeks.
It's like that fucking thing they flew their fucking, their plane into, their X-Wing into in Star Wars. There's fucking Minox in there in their shoe.
Gave these spoiled ass bitches everything they've got.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the most heartbreaking words that are available to us, Alex. And I want everybody to listen closely.
I'm running for president.
Oh, God! Oh!
That would be the most heartbreaking thing.
That would be amazing.
I know I'm just a guitar player, but I'm a father and a husband. I'm an asset to my neighborhood, to my fellow Americans, to my fellow human beings. I'm an asset to the environment. And we could get in detail that in another show. But for some reason, I am contacted every day of my life by heroes of the U.S. military. When they're about to retire or when a flag-draped coffin comes home and the family contacts me. So that's where my energy and that's where my perseverance and that's where my indefatigable patriotism comes from.
God damn, he loves himself. Holy shit. And, you know, I've fucking got fucking calves the size of cantaloupes from running around America all the time.
Draping coffins and flags and wrapping myself in the American flag and hugging every soldier I come across and jerking them off if they want it, only if they want it. I don't push that on anybody, but I do give them handies if they want it because they're heroes. They're American heroes, and they deserve to ejaculate on my face. That's what I say to American heroes. So if you're an American hero, you just come right around to this glory hole, and I will jerk you off if you want. Now, that's only if you want it, boys.
I'll wrap your dick in eagle feathers. It'll be.
I'll make a little headdress for it. I'll do puppetry. Whatever you want. Look, that's what I do.
If you ever been overseas carrying a gun, shooting Democrats, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. I'll shoot. Hey, you can look. Here's the thing, boys. While I'm giving you a handy, if you could shoot one of those Democrats, I'd be really appreciative. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, but I'd like it if you'd shoot them. Can you shoot them for me? I mean, shoot them all. That's what I'm saying, is shoot them all.
I'm not saying you're not American if you don't do it, but you're un-American if you're not doing it.
And you know what these U.S. Marines and these Army heroes and these Navy and these Air Force, you know what they're telling me, Alex?
What about the Coast Guard? Big slam on the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard.
Nowhere,
the National Guard doesn't even get. Yeah.
That they're retiring because they're not allowed to be Marines anymore.
Well, the Navy people are telling you they're retiring because they can't be Marines. They couldn't be Marines in the first place.
Although, technically, the Marines are part of the Navy, right?
Yeah, I guess I should have said Air Force there. Whatever.
Way to fuck it up. Jeez. Now we're going to get like 100 emails from fucking Marines, and they're the ones that are going to beat us up. So many times.
This is that masturbatory. It's not masturbatory. It's basically hand jobs for anybody.
It's hand jobs for soldiers. Right?
Yeah. Because soldiers are protecting our freedom every day.
Every day.
And they're out there.
Look, you know as well as I do that if we were not constantly bristling with soldiers, that somebody would invade America. Now, I'm not sure who or how or when, but somebody would invade and take over America. And then America would become, I don't know, Korea or China.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm not sure how.
Whoever it was.
It could happen at any moment.
Right. Yeah. It's just like risk. That's what it's like. Depending on how you roll your dice.
Right.
You know, if we just get rid of all of our little ones,
then
numbers.
Little guys. Yeah.
Then you're fucked. You need all the ones.
I get these texts and emails through my office all the time from people from everywhere around the world, from Japan and Australia and England and Ireland and Belgium and France and Spain, because the rock and rollers love the attitude. They love stranglehold.
Well, your music's, your music's as good as it gets, too.
Well, I mean, let's not bend over backwards. And fucking, this is the same guy who wrote Cat Scratch Fever, so I don't know if we're going to say he's a fucking... He's certainly no fucking Mozart, so that's for sure.
As good as it gets. The pinnacle of human musical achievement. In fact, we canceled music after Ted Nugent. We just said, you know what? That's it. It's as good as it gets. It doesn't get better. Music is canceled. Burn all the music. We canceled. Fucking, you know what? When you turn on Spotify, you know what it is? Just Ted Nugent. 100% of the time. Every channel's Ted Nugent. XM Radio. Flip it over. 2,000 choices. They're all Ted Nugent.
And his favorite channel is the Wang Dang Sweet Putang channel. That's a good one, right? That's a song of his, by the way. The greatest musician of all time, Ted Nugent, wrote a song called Wang Dang Sweet Putang.
The man's a poet.
Yeah. Man knows what he's doing.
They know that only a guy that kills his own food with sharp sticks and defies punk-ass peer pressure can write a song like Stranglehold, and deep down in their sheep-like European butts, they know that there's a warrior somewhere.
You're a warrior because you could stab an animal?
What is happening? What is happening? You know, that fucking guy hasn't catch an animal. That isn't, like, let's, he doesn't know, he says he's never caught an animal in his entire fucking life. A dog did it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all these guys who, like, go out and, like, because you and I were going to go pig hunting. I still want to go pig hunting. But you and I were going to go pig hunting, and I looked at a bunch of different options. And some of the options are fucking insane. It's like you can go pig hunting with a sword. And I'm like, well, I had to click on the video. Click on the video. The dog hunts the pig, finds the pig, catches the pig, holds the pig down. All you do is stab the pig. Am I a fucking hero? Did my fucking dick get 3 inches bigger? I got a fucking 4-inch dick now because I fucking stuck a pig with a sword? It's outrageous.
I have no problem putting him in a ring with a pig with a sword.
Right. You know go I mean? For
Good
it, bro.
Luck. Good luck. There like, you go,
I,
buddy.
This guy, I put this guy in a ring with a fucking big buck deer that's all fucking angry. You know, like you've seen
like
the
one that gets all mad when the guy shoots the piss on himself and then the deer's all mad.
It's the shit, out of,
the shit out of him. It's awesome that he walks right up to him, too. He's like, oh, he fucking scared me. The deer's right here. Oh,
that deer beats the fuck out of that guy. It's great. He fucking beats that dude like fucking Ronda Rousey's jaw, dude.
It's awesome, man.
But they're not allowed to be warriors. So they love my music, and you know what they express to me thousands of times every day on Facebook? I get comments from Belgium and all across the European landscape. Ted, we look to America as the last place for individuality.
No Belgian has ever said that in the entire fucking history of Belgium.
Never, never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever, never has that happened. Ever, never has that happened. Nobody says that.
Some troll from somewhere else might have liked your Facebook page and said, hey, I'm from fucking England, and I think you're amazing.
Right.
But I highly doubt there's many people in England that are like, Ted Nugent's amazing. That first they're like, who?
Ted, what? And then they stay fucking navigate over to this fucking guy. They're like, well, that's all the worst parts of America.
Man,
like,
this Wang Bang Putang song sucks balls. I'm out of here.
This guy, I'm surprised he can actually give this fucking soliloquy with his own fucking dick in his mouth like this. I've never seen or heard a man blow himself so fucking
he's
hard.
He's good at it, too. He's not even, it's like he's got a muscle Jesus. Loose in his back or something.
For being the best that you can be, for freedom, for the American dream. It only existed with a Constitution and a Bill of Rights.
American dream. Again, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about the American
and Liberty
dream.
Bells.
And we're the only ones in the fucking universe with freedom.
That's it.
We fucking invented freedom.
Yeah, if you go to Australia, then, you know, koalas rule.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's no freedom.
There's no freedom. You just walk around like, oh, I hate stupid Australia. No freedom here.
It's a marsupial arche.
That's it. It's just fucking brown snakes and fucking spiders everywhere. I hate it.
Funnel web arche.
And Ted, you're throwing it away. They know I fight, but overall, we are throwing it away in the name of more sick days and more welfare.
Switzerland and America are the last countries to fall, and Switzerland's falling to tyranny as well. We are falling. We are. And what comes if we fully fall? What will they do to us, Ted Nugent?
Well, they're going to have to trample the weak and hurdle to get the dead to get to me. I just got a new 300 blackout.
What? It's a barrel for a gun, a 300 blackout. I guess it's like a type of thing you put on an M4 carbine or something like that.
Oh, so, how did you know that? Did you look it up?
I looked it up because I have no idea what he's talking about. When he's like, I got a 300 black. He's basically saying, you know, out of my cold dead hands.
Yeah, he's saying, yeah.
He's like, I'll protect my whatever it is. And yeah, that's great. You can have whatever fucking, whatever small arms you want. The moment somebody has like a fucking, like a whole group of people that are highly trained, way more trained than you'll ever be, Ted, and they come in and they want to take whatever you have.
They just get it.
They're just going to get it.
That's how it works.
I don't care how many guns you have. Unless your fucking place is wired to explode, you lose.
You know, it's so funny, too, that you say that because it's like you hear these idiots and they all have this sort of like mano a mano sort of idea. And it's like, no, that's not how the police work or the military work. Nobody's like, well, just send in one cop.
Yeah.
And, oh, fuck, shit, he got him. Send in another one then. Oh, shit, he got him. Send in another
this
one.
This isn't civilization where you keep sending, like, one troop.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, kill a troop.
I better send an archer.
Yeah, right. You know, like, it's always, like, fucking 14 dudes with flashbang grenades and battering rams and fucking they win 100% of those battles. 100. Never have you ever fucking turned on the news. Police lost today.
Yeah.
Trying to storm this crack house. Crack house 1, police 0. It's never ever going to happen. Not any times ever in the history of all time will that ever fucking happen. If they want your shit, they just take your shit.
All right. There's one last clip.
It's going to be awesome.
I would eliminate welfare because all it is a carrot to dopes who want free stuff and enjoy
the system's scared of American men. They're afraid of John Wayne.
John Wayne's dead. He's not scary at all.
I would be afraid. Admittedly, if I saw John Wayne today and he was animated, I would be afraid. Yeah.
Terrified.
Yeah. I love that they attack welfare, though, right? They attack this welfare idea. They attack, you know, this is also probably, you know, and I'm going to conflate some things because this is sort of like what their side sort of brings up all the time is the minimum wage thing, too,
sure,
where they're like, no minimum wage, no minimum wage. And on the one hand, they're saying no welfare. These people don't know the value of real work, right? That's one of their major things. They don't understand the value of real work and earning a dollar. They just don't understand what that is. So that's on the one hand. And then on the other hand, they're like, well, no, we don't want to raise the minimum wage. We don't want to raise up this minimum wage to make sure that they have a living wage. We want to make sure that, you know, we give them the money that we think that we owe them, right? The money that we think that they earned, et cetera.
Right.
So they keep them below the minimum, below what we think is a living wage, right? We don't want to raise the minimum wage, so we give them, you know, money that keeps them well below the poverty line.
Sure,
you know,
garbage money.
Garbage money.
Garbage money.
So we want them to have pride in their work.
Yes.
But we won't give them a wage that gives them pride in their work.
Right.
It's like, you know,
well, because
they didn't think much about the job if they're not willing to pay for it. Why should I think much about the job if I'm supposed to work it? Like, that's the thing that they don't understand. They want both things.
Yeah.
You can't have both things, right? Either you pay the people the wages that they can live on so that they can actually have sustenance so they can have pride in the work that they do, or you have a welfare system that can take up the slack, which is what it's currently doing.
Right.
Because we were not willing to employ people for a wage that can fucking sustain them.
You're basically saying, like, here's a shitty job. It's irrelevant, and so are you. But you should be fucking grateful for it. You're going to still starve. You're still going to need fucking welfare. I'll look down on you for that. I'll look down on you for your job. I'll look down on you for not making more. It's, oh, but why don't you have pride?
Yeah.
You know, well, you don't seem proud. You don't seem like you're... It's like, fuck off, man. You can't. How many times are you going to fucking knock me in the head with this fucking nonsense? And those, I mean, to be frank, like in some communities, even minimum wage jobs are impossible or difficult to come by.
When I
and I hear all the time, like, oh, those jobs are meant for kids. Those jobs aren't meant for, you know, full-time employment. Those jobs aren't meant. It's like, well, fucking, if I grew up, you know, let's use the west side of Chicago again as an example. Like, if I grew up on the west side of Chicago, there's fucking not even that. There's not even those jobs around.
You look out there for a modern John Wayne, it's Ted Nugent.
Well, and again, thank you for that, but I'm a simple guy. I live within my means.
Your means. What is Ted Nugent's means?
I live within my means. I don't spend more than $1 million a year, no matter what.
Dude has a net worth of $20 million. What the fuck is your goddamn fucking means?
I'm a simple guy.
Give me a
break. I don't buy more than a couple of Bentleys a year.
What an asshole.
Hold on.
I save for
But you're not a slave.
And I would kill my slave driver. I wanted to be a Jew in Nuremberg in 1938 while the brown shirts were herding people onto trains. I'd have figured out a way to get that brown shirt Nazi punk-ass Luger away from him. I'd have shoved it up his ass, and I'd touched off a clip, and I would have got a magazine.
He has to correct himself from saying clip and magazine, because all his fucking gun nut people will be like, hey, you said clip, and what's really meant was magazine.
I don't know the difference.
I had someone try to explain it to me, and I still don't get the difference. I think one's just like common vernacular, and one is this best stuff. I don't care. But in any case, listen to the way he talks. I wish I was a Jew back then so I could kill some Nazis who were oppressing other people. And, you know, isn't this just victim blaming? Isn't that what we're doing?
Right,
we're basically saying, you know what? None of you fucking Jews had any balls back then. If you'd have had a Ted Nugent with you, your balls wouldn't even fit into that train car.
when they threw you in the oven, they'd have to scrape the brass out.
Oh, God.
They wouldn't harvest the gold from your teeth. They'd harvest the brass from your balls.
Oh, this guy's amazing.
And I would have got all the other Jews to raise hell. No, I'm not knocking people who fell for it.
Like,
oh, whoopsie. Hitler's like, hey, guys, want to come to a party? Surprise!
We are going to start off with a party game. It's called Dig Your Own Grave.
Oh, we have a guest coming. His name is Zyklon D. Oh, God. Give me a break.
What a terrible fucking... They fell for it.
Oh, hey.
Look at that.
Goebbels, they fell for it. Can you believe it? It's amazing. Also, my Nazi suddenly sounds, I don't even know what.
It's fine. Yeah,
it's like
awesome,
Italian,
though.
I guess.
That's
I don't know. Like my Nazi turned into Italian.
It's Mussolini.
Yeah, whatever. Fucking Mussolini. Forget about it, huh?
But I'm telling you, don't fall for it.
Learn from history.
Get on the train.
Yeah, unless they shoot you in the back right there.
Right.
Which they did a lot.
Or
when somebody's like, I ain't getting on the train. Bleh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm dead. And then all the rest of them like, I'll get on the train because maybe I'll live 30 more minutes.
The train sounds good,
yeah.
As it turns out. Like, oh, are you just going to shoot my kid?
Yeah.
Or are you going to shoot my wife?
And it's
or
not like, and it's not like there wasn't any resistant movements
there
in
was
the fucking.
So much resistance.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Don't be ridiculous.
I know.
You know, it's like, here's fucking. Ted Nugent would have fucking prevented World War II if he was back then.
Sure. He would.
If he could get Stewie's time machine from fucking Family Guy, Ted Nugent would go back in time and stop everything.
You know what I would have done? I would have parachuted. I don't know how. From where I would have parachuted right onto Hitler's back, and I'd have shot him right in the fucking face. That's what I would
have
done.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like when you get into a conversation with a role-playing game guy, and he tells you what his character did. Like, you know, one time I had a sword, a plus one vorpal sword, and I fought a red dragon, and the red dragon breathed the fire, but I had a shield of mystical power, and I hid behind it, and then I pulled my sword out, and I wound up finding that one scale that was just a little loose, and I stuck the sword right in there, and the dragon died, and I got all his treasure. Just like, who cares? Nobody cares. I don't care about your fantasies, you fucking nerd. Ted Nugent is just a bigger nerd because he's not fantasizing about a fucking makeup world.
Right.
He's fantasizing about a real thing that happened to real people where they really fucking die.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, I would have done better than them fucking stupid fuckers that are dead. So here's our Baker bumpers. We're going to play these things as we work our way through this. First one is from Chris.
Welcome to this special edition of the Jim Baker Show.
I believe God is going to judge this nation with three instruments of destruction.
Insect repellent.
Disinfectant and
Cricky.
Cricky. Gosh,
in different places.
That's pretty good. That was good. I like that one. All right, this one is from Elvis.
Crazy Jim Baker's limited time offer. 6 month supply pancakes, syrup, pudding, rice, soup, sauces, dry milk, chips, and more. 20-year shelf life, $575 value for only $300 now at Crazy Jim Baker's. His prices are insane.
I like that. That was good.
Elvis, as usual, great job. That's funny. All right, so this one is called Beast of the Apocalypse Repellent Spray. I'm going to break the rule.
Okay.
The rule was 30 seconds. This one is much longer than 30 seconds, but it's funny.
It is funny.
So we're going to play it. This one is from Marcus.
Hello. Are you looking to get out of the bunker for the day?
Maybe enjoy a carefree stroll through the ash yards for a refreshing afternoon of soot tasting. But fear your face may be eaten by those pesky frown-wearing man-faced woman-haired lion-toothed scorpion-tailed horse noisery locusts with breastplates like breastplates of iron. But fear no more. From the maker of Rubbleopolis's favorite footwear, Soot Prince, comes Jim Baker's new line of Beasts of the Apocalypse repellent sprays. Spare your friends and family the inconvenient nights of torment, tossing and turning, wishing for death, but unable to find it. Our product is not just piss in a bottle. We extract only from the purest of unicorn sweat. And remember, the ash is always brown on the other side of the glory hole.
That's great. I love all the animal stuff.
That is great. Especially the goats. It's good shit. All right, so here's Henry's submission.
Bob Barker.
I don't get it.
I think he mispronounced Baker. Oh. All right, so here's a couple. Here's another one. This one is from Dana, or Dana. Dana. I'll say Dana.
Coming. You said gay. San Francisco. Coming. It's coming. God showed me last night. Man has never seen it before. Lori was with me. I see like a snake coming, and I made my peace. I almost felt I was dying. Never, ever have I had an experience like that. Oh.
That was good.
Very good. Thank you, Dana. That's great. So Dangerous Person wound up sending one in, and he sent one in that was edited from where Jim Baker says he created prosperity gospel. So we're going to play that now.
I helped start the prosperity movement because the love of money is the root of all evil. And believe me, it's true.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Well done.
It's amazing that he said that, right? I know it's edited into there, but the funny thing is if you listen to the whole clip, he does get there. He gets there eventually. It takes him a while, and he's sort of hedging a little, but he does eventually get there. This one is from Alexander, and I laughed out loud when I heard this one because the music fits so good.
There's supernatural things happening. There's a supernatural spirit. Supernatural in the United States of America. And yet we're moving into the greatest supernatural hour the world has ever known. We're moving into revelation moment. We're in the revelation day. Strange.
That's well done.
Very funny, Alexander.
Nicely timed, too.
Nicely done. This one's good, too. This one's from Galen.
You won't need your money after the rapture, so send it all to us today. We'll get you geared up with a kick-ass survival kit. Will it protect you from the demons, fire-breathing Jews, or locusts with helmets? No. But it'll give you enough tubs of cornmeal slop and cans of floor-sweeping soup to last you at least 6 months. After that, you're screwed, but we'll already have your money, so fuck you.
That's funny.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
It's going to be hard to pick.
It is going to be hard to pick. We may have to like select several and do like a random one out of there. This one is from Tucker. Tucker sent one in.
In a world ruled by evil aliens, one man knows their weakness.
Rectum.
And only one man has the stamina to stop them.
Oh my God.
Jim Baker and his cock of steel. Jim Baker is the Thrustinator.
Oh my God.
In Alien Ass Pirates.
Okay, I'd watch that. All right, so now this next one is from Carl.
Judge Potter sentenced Baker to 45 years in jail for the violations that he committed against over 120,000 individuals.
There is no money missing at PTL. This was a hoax perpetrated by Jerry Falwell.
We could look back and say yesterday was the last day to order and get prepared.
This offer comes with 22 buckets plus a bonus of 6 additional buckets.
This all this food is for a gift of $2,500.
That's amazing. That's a great one because it's just it hammers all of it home. This one is from Brian, and Brian is he's part Tom, you got to try to say his name though, his last name.
Yeah, so this is Brian Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. So yeah. Brian Zeppelin sent in. He's from the Atheist Apocalypse podcast, and here's the little Jim Baker bumper he put together.
The day of
sex with Jim Baker or women or whatever
is drawing near.
Sure. I smell a pancake. Think about it.
55 gallons of milk.
Oh, my gosh. That's too.
My socks
okay,
are black.
The kids call that TMI.
No.
That's awesome.
That was great.
I smell pancakes.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Oh, super awesome. All right, so here we go. So here's Marcus, and Marcus sent in this clip.
A very well-known man of God, after I got out of prison, I had heard God is coming over a million times in a day. Millions of times. Now, I couldn't say that if that wasn't true. I say, put it in my bucket.
Yes.
The Bible says, it's not a place to store cum. But God hasn't come yet. I don't want to be called a fool. God says if you know something's coming, you can only blow it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Amen.
That was great.
That is outstanding. Wow.
That's so funny.
All right. Yeah. So let's figure out who's going to be the winner here. So we get to pick two.
All right. Well, I feel like you got to pick your favorite.
Okay.
And I got to pick my favorite. I already have a favorite.
What's your favorite?
I like the Beast Repellent Spray.
The Beast Repellent
Spray? I
think
that's super funny.
That is outstanding.
I know it broke our rule, so
it
we
did.
Shouldn't reward rule breakers.
It did.
It's like the illegal immigrants of Jim Baker submissions. Rule breaker! But you'll get an audible key from Tom. That's awesome.
So that's one of them. Okay, so mine's going to have to go to Brian from Atheist Apocalypse Podcast. I think I love the I smell pancakes. It's so funny. It just makes me laugh every time.
It's so weird.
She's like, think about it. Like, I can't. It's all the best stuff. These have been great. Thank you so much. I'm going to actually put a lot of these in a folder, and I'll use these as we introduce Jim Baker clips in the future. But we want to thank everybody who joined in. We will send the two keys out, one to Marcus, and one to Brian. But thank you guys both, and thank everybody else for putting stuff in. We really do appreciate it. It was very funny.
This was a great time. This was awesome that you guys took the time to put these submissions for us together and do work that I don't have to do, and now even Cecil doesn't have to do.
It's amazing.
I
don't even know what it's like not doing work for the podcast.
I feel like we should replace it with something.
So we want to thank everybody for listening, and of course we want to end, like we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain dead pan sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death in towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and views expressed in this show are that of the hosts only. Our poorly formed and expressed notions do not represent those of our wives, employers, friends, families, or of the local dairy council.